With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Give another quick thank you before we talk to Chris Russell. Thanks to Kevin and Michael of Capital Chili Cookoff and Danny Cali Solo Lovato from Scorch Souls. It says MC. I'm going to go with Motorcycle Club. Stopping by on behalf of firefighter Dane Smothers. $10 of each Capital Chili Cookoff ticket sold will benefit DC Fire and EMS firefighter Dane Smothers, who was injured in the line of duty earlier this month. The Capital Chili Cookoff. com. That's where you go for tickets and ticket information. I believe Danny Rouillet is the master of the beer garden there.
And very nice.
There are tons of great beers, craft beers that'll be available at that. I've got a six pack of it here. I've got hard cider. I mean, it's just a bonanza.
Yeah, I got a variety pack. I got some Flying Dog.
Love it.
So I'm thank set you for them. My fight party in 2 weeks.
You get
less than 2 weeks.
You get creeped out when, like, Google tells you, like, the travel time to your next destination. No, it already knows where I'm going.
People, everybody's tracking you. If you have a device, you're being tracked by somebody.
I like to dupe my smartphone. Like, it'll say 45 minutes till you're going home. I'm like, ha, not going home.
I'll show you, old smartphone.
You think you're smart? I got to go pick up my mom at Johns Hopkins.
I'll show you iPhone 3 from 2009.
All right, is Russell
Plus, I always
on?
Beat the time. I mean,
yeah, of course.
Oh, I 50 never, minutes to get to work. Are you kidding me?
I never beat the time. I always lose.
I know who does it. Chris Russell, when he's on a parking lot known as 95 to get
to
work.
Where does Russell live now? Chris, is he there?
Yeah, I live in Chantilly, but yes, I always lose on 95. 95 is just the pit of hell.
Well, it's a lot better now, because you used to be where? Where would he used to be?
Fredericksburg.
Yeah, Fredericksburg. Yeah, I mean, that's deep. Yeah. I mean, that was just stupid. All right. So, yeah. All right, so good.
Well, listen, I've never been accused of being smart, so I mean, I can tell you that much.
All right, so here we are with the Redskins. I don't know, I'm so sort of sick of this whole thing.
I think we should get Russell's take on the whole Kirk Cousins saying he wants to be a Redskins for life. We've had a disagreement here on the show.
I'm sick of that.
I just think he's being political. You can't really read anything into it. Eric tends to believe him. Where does Chris Russell fall on the latest from Kirk Cousins?
I'm going to straddle the fence. I'm going to be right in between you two guys because, I heard, obviously, you guys talking about this. So here's my spin, and I told Chad this yesterday in studio. I think the best way to say it is Kirk, of course, would be willing to stay here if all the conditions are right. I don't think I'm saying anything that's that's new or different or what have you. The Redskins still have to, bottom line, step up and show him more, and things have to go good with Jay Gruden in terms of play calling, the chemistry between the two. They have to show commitment in other areas, meaning they're not going to leave him exposed with Terrell Pryor getting a $30 million contract when he racks up, say, 1,300 yards and 8 touchdowns, and he's going to walk out the door because 31 other teams are going to be willing to pay him much more than that. So they're going to have to show him a lot. Does Kirk Cousins want to be here long term? Yes, if the conditions are right.
I'd agree with that. I think that's reasonable.
But, yeah, I think the big thing, though, I think this is interesting because Mike McCartney, his agent, is very shrewd. He understands social media. He scours it. He studies it. He knows that his client has taken a little bit of a beating here before and, of course, after the Bruce Allen proclamation of what they offered him and what they tried to do and all that. He understands that he's got to reverse that PR angle and get fans and get supporters behind Kirk Cousins. So I think that's part of what message Kirk has been sending out.
Maybe, could be. I think it's pretty simple. If they treat him well and the conditions are right, he wants to be here. If not, then of course he's open to looking elsewhere. Who wouldn't be? I think it's pretty plausible, pretty normal, pretty rational. answer. I just don't think he's hell-bent on racing out of here regardless. I just think wrong.
No, I agree with you. I don't think he's hell-bent on anything, quite honestly. I mean,
I think that's fair.
We all have kids, right? So we all understand that, you know, finding a place to live, finding a good job, finding a good situation, there are more things that are important to us than just money. I mean, money, of course, is important, but there are more things that are important to us. Kirk and Julie Cousins are going to have their first kid right around the season opener in Philadelphia in a couple of weeks. So while it's not against, like, of course he can move, but maybe he's of the mind, you know what, if things are mostly right and the money is mostly close, I really don't want to then jerk my kid out of here and, more importantly, my wife out of here from the system and the setup and the structure that we have. And Kirk's the kind of guy, believe it or not, I think that stuff like that matters more to him than it meant to Deshaun Jackson or Pierre Garçon or somebody like that.
Are they close to having his guys, his weapons, back on the field? Jordan Reed, Jamison Crowder, Josh Doctson, fill us in.
Yeah, I think Crowder obviously returned to practice couple of days ago down in Richmond to close out the Richmond part of camp. They hit the practice field again today at 1 o'clock, so I have a better idea exactly on him. But he's been in pads. He's been going through finally team drills. Doctson, I think it's going to be another couple of days before he gets back out into full teamwork. He's been doing some individual stuff. Again, they'll have practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at Redskins Park before the Green Bay Saturday night preseason game. But you're not going to see Doctson on Saturday night against Green Bay. Maybe next Sunday, a week from next Sunday, or a week from this Sunday, I should say, against the Cincinnati Bengals. Jordan Reed, again, I don't think you're going to see him this Saturday. I think there's a chance for next Sunday against Cincinnati. He's been doing more, running more, cutting more, doing all sorts of different things. Maurice Harris is another wide receiver in that group that's missed most of training camp. Again, I don't think you're going to see him this soon. You're not going to see a guy like Gallette. So they're still... they are still way behind in terms of getting that rhythm and that cohesion, which I actually think, you know, in some ways is certainly a bad thing, but in some ways it's a good thing because it gets Cousins more opportunity to work with Ryan Grant, Robert Davis, the other tight ends, Jeremy Sprinkle, the kid they drafted out of Arkansas. Getting those guys the reps that they need early in camp and maybe getting these guys extra healthy and making sure that they're right for week one, probably not the worst thing in the world.
Rooster, am I going to win or lose my bet on Sua Cravens? I bet JP a whopping dollar. I'm on the side that he will not be ready for week one. He underwent a minor knee surgery yesterday. What is your prediction there?
Cakes, this bet is a lot more safe than the last time you made a bet on the show and had to pay out all that money.
I did.
I think it's smart. I don't think he's going to be ready for week one. That's just me being negative, but I can just tell you what I was told by a source close to him yesterday was, you know, quote unquote, knee cleanup, nothing major, will be back by the time week one kicks off. I've covered this team for so long now. None of these guys that tell you this stuff, what team side, player side, none of them are doctors and none of them know. I wouldn't count on it. I wouldn't count on it. But everybody that I've talked to says expect him back by week one.
I think it's, look, Brendan Banks had this years ago. He had it like in a bye week. Didn't miss a game. Remember that? He had a little meniscus trim.
Yeah, but he was never the same. He was never the same.
It took a while. You're right.
You know, he was never the same, EB. I mean, he could barely walk and barely run when they put him out there. And, you know, don't want to be a doctor, don't want to be Mr. Negative. I think he's going to be back early. I think they got it in time where, you know, it made sense to do it now as opposed to waiting until, say, the bye week or where he just can't run and just can't cut for the first couple. Even though they had that early bye week, I think they got it in time. But to say definitively week one, I don't think anybody has the answer to that. I think everybody wants to present that image. But there are plenty of times where these things, where swelling happens. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I've never had knee surgery, but I mean, I've covered enough of these things now where you just don't know. And everybody wants to project this image, and it doesn't always come to fruition in reality, because playing football, Shanahan used to tell us all the time, there's shape and then there's football shape. It's a different thing, you know?
All right, let's ask. Let me ask you about the linebacking core. We've kind of kicked this around ourselves. So, the latest news, you know, Gallette still right. not going to be playing in the preseason game. But the latest news this week is, you know, Trent Murphy's lost for the season with the right. ACL. A couple of us don't think it's that big of a deal because he's going to miss a quarter of the season anyway, and they should be deep at that position. Tell us what that's going to be looking like at the outside linebacker position.
Yeah, I think it is a big deal, because I think the notion, you know, and of course it backs me up when he goes out and he has, what, 9 sacks or whatever he had last year. You know, the notion that he's just a good run stopper, as I've heard a lot of people say, you know, that he's not that big of a piece because we don't know what the PEDs, if that contributes, you know. I think that's wrong either way, because maybe he wasn't as good as he was last year as a pass rusher, but I know he's not just a run stopper. So he's somewhere in between, maybe a 5-6 sack guy, somewhere in that range. More importantly, I think he's a rotational piece that you could count on, even though he got ultimately suspended, when you don't know what you're going to get out of Junior Gallette. And that's the problem. Now, thank goodness they have Ryan Anderson, who's just been a monster so far. I mean, he's setting the edge. He's pushing guys back. He's bowling ball in the bowling pin style off the edge. That's been great. But remember, Ryan Kerrigan's been banged up a lot, guys, the last 2 years. I mean, he has struggled to get through these seasons. So they are thin again. The two guys that benefit the most, Lyndon Trail, Chris Carter, that doesn't sell any tickets or make anybody want to buy any jerseys, but they flashed in both Baltimore and in camp when I've been down there. I think they're probably still going to be on the search for a veteran edge guy that can come in and bring them some push off the edge. And I still wouldn't, I don't think he's with a team. I still wouldn't discount a veteran like Dwight Freeney, who wound up in Atlanta the last couple of years.
All right, Brewster. Always love having you on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris Russell. Appreciate
Thanks,
it, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Redskins Insider. You can listen to him here on 106.7 The Fan throughout the day.
Very nice.
He gets so fired up about the whole Kirk Cousins thing.
Yeah. Well, I basically agree with him. I mean, things have to be right. I just don't think that Kirk is racing to get out of here.
By the way, missed opportunity on the show today. We should have brought Pete Medhurst in to talk a little about the whole AWOD thing, because I think
it makes him nutty.
That he wants to like retire after all this.
Oh, it makes
tomorrow.
Him nutty, I know. Yeah, we can do that tomorrow.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Cake, CB, I'm JP. Granddaddy up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.